So I've given myself a personal challenge, and that's to see if I can write a Kinect app in less than a day that uses the Kinect sensor and SDK to help drive some everyday Windows experiences. So I'll fill you in with the details as we go along, but I'm ready to get started. So in about 15 minutes, I've been able to unbox the Kinect sensor, get it plugged into the PC, get it powered up, and ensure that drivers are installed. And right now I'm running one of the samples, which is the basic skeletal tracking sample that's part of the SDK. And as you can see here, we're getting pretty good data. It is able to sense me in front of the PC pretty well, and I'm hoping that'll work with one and multiple people in my office here. So my next task is gonna be to look through the SDK and discover how I can programmatically detect when people enter and leave proximity of this space using the skeletal tracking data. So in about 90 minutes, I was able to read some of the Kinect SDK documentation. I found some handy skeleton tracking code on the SDN forums, and I used that knowledge and code to control some Windows experiences in my .NET WinForms application. Let me show you the code real quick. So I've got a solution here with two projects, one that contains the library code that I brought in for my other prototype project, and then I have this Kinect Presence app, which is a forms-based application. So when the form loads, I initialize the Kinect sensor by starting it, by enabling the skeleton stream, setting the elevation angle to the minimum plus 10 degrees so that the Kinect sensor can see me well. And I then set up a 200 millisecond timer. Now every 200 milliseconds when the timer times, I go through the skeleton stream, open the next frame, and then pick out the active and passive skeletons from that frame. And what this gets me is the number of skeletons that are being tracked and the number of skeletons that are not being tracked. I update the text label to show you the number of skeletons. And then if there's exactly one person in my office, I will play media in Windows Media Player. If there's not one person, I will pause the media. So I only want music playing when only myself is in my office. If there's exactly zero people in my office, and if the option is enabled, I lock the workstation. So let's run the application and see what it looks like when we can control these experiences. All right, so I've got one skeleton, which is myself, that makes sense. I'm gonna pull up Windows Media Player and play some music. Now, if I enable the play pause media, when I depart proximity of the PC, it's going to automatically pause my media. Pretty cool. Now, when I return, it's going to automatically resume playing. So you can imagine how that could be a convenience. I'm gonna stop my music. Another thing I wanna show you real quick is the auto lock workstation. So I'm in proximity to the PC. I obviously don't want it to lock, but as soon as I depart proximity to the PC, I can actually have this application automatically lock me down. So this could be a definite security improvement in the enterprise space, that kind of thing. So just a couple real quick scenarios using the app that I wrote, using the Kinect SDK, really only scratched the surface with the capabilities of the sensor, but it's kind of gives you a simple idea of the kinds of things that you could do with it.